Welcome to the Yap Chat, the podcast where youth ambassadors share their stories of leadership and service. Today, we're talking to the campers from Outdoor Odyssey in Boswell, Pennsylvania. Let's dive into how this experience shaped their leadership journey and how it connects their work with Toys for Tots.
I'm sorry, I see it bumping up, so I gotta do the microphone.
Is he recording? This is how the video is gonna start.
Recording now. So oh, that's fine. We're good.
That's great. You need to have like a bloopers of just us.
Hey, we're definitely gonna have some bloopers in this.
Remember, short and precise answers, no long stories, because we gotta get this through.
That probably won't happen.
No offense. No worries. Okay. All right. Who are you guys?
You go first.
My name is Tristan Hamm. I'm a Toys for Tots Youth Ambassador. I live in United States, Virginia. And this is my fourth year here. Last year,
did you just say the United States of Virginia?
Yes. Do you want me to redo that?
Nope.
It was funny.
No. This is a podcast, man. So we gotta continue on. We can't just stop and edit things out, then people won't think it's real. Who are you, young lady?
So my name is Janessa Healy. I am from near Corpus Christi, Texas, and this is my fourth year at camp and my third year as a youth ambassador, my second year as a youth ambassador mentor, and I am the 2023-2024 National Youth Ambassador of the Year, and this is my camp bestie, Tristan, even though you will see us arguing just a bit.
Yeah, probably. with a little threatening every now and then. Mainly directed towards me.
You do threaten me sometimes.
No.
Actually, he's never threatened me a day in my life.
It's all you.
That's good. I'm glad.
I'm joking with you. Here you go. Merry Christmas. So,
you're glad I'm not threatening.
Correct. All right.
Yeah, you're from Earth, right?
You're what?
You're from Earth.
I'm from Earth too.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
I'm not from Uranus.
So what was
Uranus?
Wow.
Sorry, I learned it wrong.
I will still never laugh at that. So what was the first thing you noticed when you arrived at camp? Really, like what was the first thing that came through your mind? Maybe you talk about maybe this year, and maybe talk about the first year you guys came. Because you've been here what? You
four.
We've both been here four years.
Yeah.
We were the first group of kids.
You are the OGs, as you like to say, right?
We are the original goats.
Okay.
Yep, sure.
We said this yesterday.
Yeah, no. The one thing I felt when I first came here was a little bit of being shy because I realized I was the only dude and mainly nervous and scared because I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I was going to be accepted as easily as I thought it would be. But eventually we just all connected, we all talked, we all got along pretty well. And this year, a lot of hopefulness, because I already knew we were going to have some good people returning, going to make new friends, make more family. And pretty much I was just super excited, super stoked to be back.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love camp, and I'm going to be sad to leave.
Yeah, me too. Don't talk about the end of camp. I will cry. I did that yesterday.
Okay, we'll talk about that until the end then.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
So when I first came, I was like scared. I was a bit overwhelmed because I've gone on trips like outside of Texas, but it was always with people I knew. It was never with a group of strangers. And then I was like, I was scared. Like you can ask compared to like how we were, especially in the beginning. I was quiet, which is shocking for me now, which we know that never happens now. Quiet is not something that runs
in
my
blood.
Why is
something you don't get around you?
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen. And I was just quiet. And like now, every time I come back, I just feel a place of like, it's kind of like home because I'm around all the foundation staff. And like, I'm grateful to have such a like good relationship with all of them. And so like, I always have had like, always kind of like felt like a sense of like belonging when I'm with them. And so like, and especially like when Tristan and I are together, we are just literally two of the biggest goofballs in American history. Like you will never catch us not laughing in every morning on the way to breakfast or lunch. We're always like, we do that every day. So it's kind of like, over the last 4 years, it's kind of went from being just like a week long summer camp across the country to being like a place that kind of like feels like home.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what you're doing.
We're all one unit.
All right. So now that you've told us about, you know, your first experiences coming here and everything like that, What is the funniest thing that's happened here so far? You know, that's appropriate to share with the.
You want to go first, or you want me? You go first, and then I'll say
I'm
my
gonna steal
story.
Your story.
Which
I'm gonna
one?
Steal your story. So one day we went to the lake. And
yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And I gotta use this story because it was about both of us.
It really was. It had both of us.
We went to the lake and she was in a canoe playing a specific game on the water.
Wasn't it like dodgeball or something?
Kind of like dodgeball. Yeah. We had to go collect the balls, toss them, throw them, and she ended up tipping her entire boat. Everyone fell in the water. And that wasn't even the best part, because as soon as she got on the water, she started looking around, was like, I lost my shoe. And she wears, what, a size?
I was like a size 5 then.
Yeah, she's
I'm now
size
a 7.
5. I was a size 13. I was about to say 15. I was a size 13. And she had to borrow my shoes because I had brought in extras. And on the way back, she just looked like a clown mixed with a duck, waddling the entire way. And all you could hear was the wet noise of the Crocs. Yeah. Actually, I'm wearing the Crocs right now.
You are. Wait, no, I was wearing your tennis shoes.
Oh, you right.
Yeah, I was wearing your tennis shoes.
Because I didn't want you having my Crocs.
Yeah.
Because I knew you were going to lose them.
I think the second funny story was the second year,
uh-huh.
And our cabin was, like, you can't see it, but it's, like, if you go straight down and then make a left,
absolutely.
Then you'll get, like, and you walk up the hill, you'll get to our cabin. And we were there, and we were about to go, I think we were about to go shower or something. You weren't here for this, but I remember telling you this.
Yeah, you did.
But we were at our cabin, and we were walking out, and I had bought fruit roll-ups as a snack, because I always bring snacks every year. And I had brought snacks that year, and I didn't, like, think anything of it, but when I brought the snacks, good old Mila Lang, she was the youth master the year before me.
Organic girl.
She, if you don't understand why organic is because literally everything she has is organic, but she had never had a fruit roll-up, so she opens the fruit roll-up, and she just goes, instead of, like, unwrapping the fruit roll-up, she just goes, and, like, bites into it, and she, like, asks us, she's like, guys, why does it taste so chewy? And we're like, what do you mean? Like, it's a roll-up, like, it should taste like a bit chewy. And then she shows us, and we're like, Mila, did you not take the plastic off? So now every year, I bring fruit roll-ups, and it's an inside joke, and we have fruit roll-up education every time she gets a fruit roll-up out of my bag. So that's one of them. Isn't there another one? What's another funny story?
There's a lot. You make
there's
a lot
so
of
many.
I mean, there's so many here.
Those
that
are just
you can't
like those are like
you gotta be making stories left and right.
Oh yeah,
know?
No, there's
I mean,
so
yeah.
many. Like
we'll stick with those two.
Yeah, those are like
you're
the
never
best.
Gonna be able
yeah.
to come with them on the spot.
Honestly,
there's so many.
There's
no,
there and like
there
the
are
thing,
gonna be a few that stick with you.
Yeah, and like the thing is that one it was so like you could tell like she did not plan for that to happen. It just happened.
Yeah.
And then it made it like funnier in a sense because all of us are sitting here like Mila.
I mean, it is pretty funny to. You know, bite into a
for roll up without taking the plastic off.
And
like.
I mean, I don't. I personally unroll them myself.
Yeah, I'll let them unroll while I'm eating them.
Yeah, I like the fruit leather.
It's
experience.
A fruit roll up.
I like the fruit leather, but like without the plastic.
Right. Well, yeah, without
yeah,
the plastic.
The plastic is like not good.
I think it's wax paper. I'm not even sure it's plastic. I'm not.
But
sure.
like, why? If it's wax paper, then how is it translucent?
You can make it that way.
Yeah, I think so. I
okay.
Know.
Who knows?
I like how this but, is just a fruit roll up podcast now.
We're gonna rename the episode to the story of fruit roll-ups.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
fruit roll-up choices.
So can you guys? Let's take a step into a serious question here.
Yep.
Can you describe a time at camp when you stepped into a leadership role, even though it felt uncomfortable at first?
The one role that still sticks with me is the tower.
Okay.
It's gonna be. I want to say about 80 feet in the air, maybe 100.
I don't know. I don't know how high the tower is.
It's over two stories.
We're going to say
it's 50 feet.
Those
I'm being
people
told
are
that.
Not here right now. They're
you can't see them.
They can't see them, so they don't even know that they're here.
Little Timmy the ghost told us that.
Okay.
Little Timmy.
So, a two-story tower.
It's well over two stories.
It's well over two stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the higher one's like 3.
Okay.
Yeah. They have a zip line on there, and one of my camper buddies, he was here last year, and he's here again with us this year. First time ever going on a zip line, he gets up there, he's scared of heights. I'm not going to say any names, but when he gets up there, he doesn't want to go down,
right.
And he doesn't even want to walk down. He's too scared to move. So I come up there. I notice what's going on, and I walk out to him. And I say, let's go down together. He goes, okay. He's sitting there. I'm waiting for him to go first because I figured if we go together, we can both go at the same time. He's still a little scared, so I look at him, look at one of the counselors, and I ask him to kick me off. And as soon as they Spartan kick me off, and for those of you who don't know, if you watch 300, you'll learn. I'm not going to explain
it. Take your shoe.
Yep, you stand there and you scream, this is madness, this is Sparta, and you kick them. And they go flying. And I went flying down the zip line. I get to the end, I unhook, I start walking back, and all of a sudden I see he took the courage and he jumped off.
That's amazing. Yeah. That just shows that, like, you know, it takes a little bit of courage as a leader, mm-hmm. you know.
It takes a little motivation, seeing someone doing it first, realizing right. it's not as dangerous as you think.
It's safer than you think.
I want to just point out, the first year, I had, like, gone ziplining, but it was never to the height that it was. And so I was so scared. Like, I was, like, about to cry. And Tristan was with me. Mm-hmm. And Tristan was like, okay, fine. He's like, he's like, if I get Spartan kicked, you'll jump off. Right. So he just goes and gets Spartan kicked, and then I jumped off. So
Spartan
it was funny.
Kick is the best.
It's the funniest thing because it was such a full circle moment. Yep. Because he got Spartan kicked, and then he got Spartan kicked, and then I jumped off, and then somebody else jumped off because he got Spartan kicked. So, and then I think, like, for me answering, like, the question, like, here, I would say a time was, like, mainly this year. Like, since, like, I've been a mentor and I've been one of the people who, like, leads a lot of the meetings, and, like, I've always been one of the people that everyone, like, looks up to when it terms of, like, ambassador-wise. Like, I've always, like, I was the person that everyone would text, they would contact to try to get, like, if they had any questions or anything. And so, like, I, like, this year, I was, like, really nervous because I was, like, what if I don't do a good job? And I was really, like, and normally, like, when it comes to TFT, I'm not, like, scared. Like, I know what I'm doing, so I'm not normally, like, scared or anything. But, like, I was kind of, like, nervous in a sense for it. And then I came here, and, like, the girls, they're so incredible that, like, it didn't... I haven't, like, even, like, they just, like, let me, you know, like, they just let me help them in a very, like, organic way. And so, it's just, I don't know, it's been a lot of fun this year, and, like, I love it. And that's why I've came back for the last 4 years.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. How has camp changed what leadership means to you?
My answer's longer.
Your answers are always longer.
It doesn't matter.
I know,
but
no,
I love
but
your answers, so that's fine.
If you haven't, go for it.
Yeah,
go. I don't have my words together, so go.
Okay.
This is what happens the day of
you
the
said
life.
How has camp changed how leadership means for me?
Yeah.
It means taking initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Also taking a step back and taking a different look at things while also trying to not put yourself first. Mm-hmm. You can always make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
But always try and make sure others are okay as well. Try and make sure everyone's okay. And then you can start focusing more on yourself. If you're a leader, you want to make sure everyone you're leading mm-hmm. is going along smooth and is actually having a good time here, doing what they need, but learning at the same time. Because here it's mainly about fun. You have all the fun you want. It is one of the best places you can have fun I can think of.
Yeah, ever.
Yep. And not only that, but you learn so much here. Philosophy talks. We'll go around a campfire. We'll learn so much more. Things that can impact us not mm-hmm. just here, but in everyday life.
Yeah.
And then we have all these leadership roles. You can learn so much about mm-hmm. how to help each other, how to work together. All of it just kind of combines into one big family. It's
mm-hmm.
if you're in a family, you're going to be there to take care of each other and work for each other.
You were just in, like, deep in thought.
No, I'm trying to figure out what to say.
I'm expecting, like, a speech, presidential.
It's not going to be. That's not what you're going to get.
Madam President?
Well, Tristan, thank you so much for that. I appreciate
it. I love that.
It is 100% true.
Yeah.
You know? It's super educational, mm-hmm. but also fun.
Yeah, you learn in, like, the most fun ways.
Right.
You all good?
Put it up his nose.
No, be like that YouTube video, start eating the mic.
Yeah.
Um, when I was thinking, like, he said it, and, like, he didn't say the word, but you said about how, like, you put others before yourself, and, like,
humility.
Exactly what I was about to say, humility. Like, I know when I came the first, like, 2 years, those were, like, the years that I actually learned. I actually learned the philosophies, and learned, like, you know, how they impact their life, how they can impact not only my life, but everyone around me. But then, like, specifically these last 2 years, and, like, we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, the last 2 years, I would say they've probably been the most fun, because we got to actually focus on, you know, helping the others, but we also got to focus on how to have the best. We've, like, learned how to optimize and have the best experience possible here. And we know, you know, what we enjoy, what we don't enjoy. And, like, at the end of the day, like, you make, like, those really good friendships, like, just because of the fact that you're here and you're literally don't have any cell service. Like, you have one bar cell service, and you can text your parents back maybe good morning and good night. But you don't have, like, and you're disconnected.
Yeah.
And I kind of love it, because, like, me, I know me. You'll always, if I'm, like, not doing anything, you will find me. I am on TikTok. I'm scrolling on the TikTok. I'm looking on this. I'm, like, on my phone all the time. I'm, like, when I'm here, I love it, because, like, I just disconnect, and I don't have to worry about, oh, my God, what's going on with this? Oh, my gosh, what's happening with this? And it just, like, makes it, and, like, another thing is, like, one thing that I really teach here is the three most important words, I love you. And you'll, every time we go up the tower, every flight of stairs, it's, like, four flights up. Mm-hmm. When you get there, every time you go up one, you have to scream all the words that are on there. And, like, the five most important words are, like, in the beginning, no, that's not the wrong one. That's the four. It's all men are created equal. Yep. In the beginning, call my God. I love you. What was the second one?
Second one?
What's the two most important words? I'm forgetting them. They haven't told them again. I remember, but
I'm letting you figure it out. I'm letting you figure it out.
You know?
Yeah, I'm letting you figure it out.
Oh my God, I know him.
That's what leadership is. You gotta learn.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that. And then humility is, like, the last one. But it's just, like, I love how they make it, like, and, like, all the principles they teach you, they're really easy to apply back to your life. Like, I know my favorite, I just touched the mic, just harassed the mic.
Okay.
But I know my favorite one is Pull Back the Curtain. It's based off the Wizard of Oz. It's my favorite one just because, like, I'm a big movie person and, like, listening to music type person. So, like, being able to relate it back to something that's, like, it's fun. And I love how they, like, the way that they teach Pull Back the Curtain. And so, like, that's always been my favorite one. And I think that really, like, shaped me as a leader. Because I remember when I was here, as we all remember, I was quiet. Like, I didn't come out of my shell.
Yeah.
No, and, like, no, by the end.
You were, like,
oh, yeah. Quiet. Oh, yeah. No, I was, like, not. And then the second year, it was, like, I kind of, like, got to pull back the curtain. And I didn't feel like, because I, like, a lot of times, like, the way I grew up in extracurriculars. Like, I had been, like, judged and stuff. And, like, not was able to be authentically me. And so I was like, when I was here the first year, I was like, okay, I don't want to, like, pull, like, oh my, I don't want to, I had my guards up still.
Yeah.
And it was fun because I got to, like, not worry about that. And I got to just be authentically me, and everyone was so accepting of it. And so it was really fun.
All right. One thing I wanted to add to that was, you mentioned the three most important words. I love you.
Thanks, Tristan.
For clarification.
I forgot to clarify.
Yep. It is, the Romans use a lot of different ways to say, I love you. You have motherly love. You have romantic love. You have friendship love. Or you have agape love. It is brotherly or family love. We are agape love. I don't know that was.
I don't know what that was either. I thought we were doing a handshake and that didn't work out.
When they say, I thought we were just devving up.
That's what I thought we were doing too.
Okay.
Who knows?
agape love, that is when you love someone, not in a romantic way or not in any other way, just family love. You care for them and you will be there for them.
Uh-huh.
That's what we mean when we say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So, what skills or insights have you gained from Outdoor Odyssey and that you'll take forward as a youth ambassador and potentially into your adulthood? Because you guys are aging out at this point.
Don't make me cry.
You know, you're going to college.
Sorry, tap the table.
Both of you. And then you're off to the Marine Corps to become an officer and do amazing things.
Right after college.
So what are some of the skills and the things that you've learned at camp that you're going to use in your future self?
I would say leadership, but it is a good skill. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the main one. Mm-mm. I would say humility and learning to take a step back, look around, and learn everyone's extra 80% and put mm-hmm. others forward. For those who don't know what I mean by 80%, we have a theory up here, the iceberg theory. The iceberg that sunk the Titanic. It was a large iceberg sticking out of the water. But icebergs have the larger side under the water. The large side that's sticking out of the water, roughly only 20% of it, 80% still under the water. Same goes for people. When you go meet someone new, you only mention or you only branch out with about 20% mm-hmm. of yourself. You don't let others see your other 80%. But here, we all try and strive to be family, mm-hmm. so we all try and show that 80% and mm-hmm. learn that 80% for everyone else.
Exactly.
And that sometimes requires taking a step back and taking a different perspective and just slowing down, learning, and just being able to mm-hmm. talk and get to know everyone.
Okay. Miss Janessa.
30 minutes. Let's go.
I honestly, Tristan hit the nail on the head. Honestly, about the iceberg theory, like, I think I'm going to relate this back to, like, us. The first year, like, as I said, like, I had, like, my guards up a lot. And, like, the person who I really got to know was Tristan at that first year. Like, we were really close. We were, like, I think you and I were probably the closest.
Probably.
We were one of the closest, like, pairs out of the group. And it was just, like, what really helped us, especially, one thing I like about this camp is, like, we were able to get all that small talk out that first year, so that when we came back the yep. second and the third and the fourth year, we could just, like, be us. Like, now I know, like, we have gotten to the point in our friendship where we
don't hide anything.
We don't hide anything. Like, we will literally talk about everything and anything. We will, like, yep. if there's some gossip going on at school, I text him, like, Tristan, guess what happened today at school? And he's like, what? And, like, I tell him everything, and, like,
spill the tea, girl.
Yes! Like, he's just, we've gotten to that point in our friendship where it's, like, we can just, like, trust each other, and I think that's something, like, that this camp is really good, like he said about family. Like, these, like, the girls, they're not just youth ambassadors, they're truly, like, a family. Like, when you're together for every moment of every day, and you do everything of every day together, even if it's just, like, 5 days, you get so close.
So it's gonna be a lifelong friendship.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Like, this one, he's stuck with me. He knows that. Yep. Yeah. We're stuck with each other.
Even if you don't talk that much, you're, like, going to still have each other yeah. whenever you need, or whenever yeah, you need someone to talk to, you can just shoot out a text.
Yeah.
And boom, you got them right there.
Like, last time we texted was, like, May. I'm not even getting, like, we would, like,
about May, yeah.
About May. But that's, I mean, like,
you guys are literally
two different countries, right, or states. States. Yeah.
Exactly.
Countries.
We're literally too much.
Virginia.
There you go.
There we go.
He's from the United States.
Right.
She's from Texas.
I mean, that's fair.
That's fair. That's honestly fair. But, like, honestly, like, you know, and, like, it was also, like, we stopped talking right around the time when we were, like, both of us were graduating from high school, getting ready to college, all that stuff.
Yep.
But, like, I will say, like, the best friendships, like, me and Allie and Mila, even though, like, you know, we're, like, we call ourselves a terrific trio, and it just happened that we all were, like, the Youth Ambassador of the Year. Like, that was not planned, as if we have any say in over who gets what. But it's just, like, we're all so close, and, like, even this group of girls, we are so close, like, all eight of us.
Yeah.
We're really close, and, like, we all are, like, we're just, like, a big family, and I think that's something that, like, I know me, Tristan knows this, I can be very judgmental. Oh, very judgmental. Like,
yep,
I'm judgmental. But, like, when I'm here, and, like, when I'm with these girls, and, like, you know, we're sitting around the campfire, it's, like, none of that exists, and that's what I love about this, is because, like, you're so, like, obviously, you're 2 hours away from Pittsburgh, but, like, you get to just be authentic, and nobody is gonna judge you. You can, like, put all your cards down. Like, obviously, you're not gonna be like, first guy, boom, put all your cards down on the table. But, like, you can, like, be you, and that's what I love about this, because, like, a lot of other stuff, like, I've every other camp that I go to, 99% of the time, I have, like, some sort of guard put up here. But now I'm like, I just like, it's just, we're such close knit.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Allie and Mila, like, we have a group chat, and we call ourselves the Camp Click. And I'm just so close with all of them that, like, honestly, like, I can't think about a time. Like, camp brought some of my best friendships in the entire world to me. And honestly, like, Honestly, I don't know what I would do without them. Like, it's just, like, they're, like, even if we don't talk, like, me and Mila, like, we talk, like, once a month, if that. But, like, you know, we don't have to talk every month, every day.
Right.
To, like, have one of the best friendships ever. Like, and it's, like, one of those things, like, when me and Allie and Mila, when we got back together, it was, like, it was literally, like, it was an extra week last year.
Yeah.
We just, like, picked up where we left off, and it's, like, always, we always, I think we always, like, especially the girls and everyone at camp, you always have that friendship of, like, you always just, you might not see each other, especially since, like, Mila is in Florida,
mm-hmm.
Allie is in Maryland, Tristan's in Virginia, or yep. Should I say? The United States of Virginia, and right, I'm in Texas. We're all, like, in different parts of the country, but, like, every time, like, we see each other, it's just going to be, like, we pick up where we left off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the best kind of friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, I'm sorry.
You're good.
While you're here, you like you said, you open up instantly when you get here, but when you're away, you kind of seal up a little bit. It's because when we come here, we kind of view this place as, like, a safe place. Mm-hmm. It's a place where we can just be ourselves and not worry about any repercussions. Well,
there are repercussions. I was like, Tristan.
I was going to say, there are rules here. You have to follow.
There are rules. You have to follow
lots,
rules.
Lots of those
There's
rules.
There's rules, and the laws still apply.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't come here thinking
he's acting like we come to camp and the laws don't exist.
Yeah, this is just a purge.
So speaking of that, how do you think your leadership skills that you learned here at camp are going to transfer to the role that you play as a youth ambassador at Toys for Tots?
I feel like what we learn here,
because
whenever anyone goes into the Toys for Tots Foundation first right away, they might not be as mature as you'd think. They might be thinking it's all fun and games. And they might start, even if they know it's not all fun and games, they're going to not exactly be ideal to see how leadership can impact things. They don't have first-hand experience sometimes. When you come here, you get to learn and see all that in action, and you get to partake in it, and you get to finally have that first-hand experience. You get to have that knowledge of what being a leader is and what it truly means when someone is relying on you and what you do impacts them fully.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think, Janessa?
5 minutes. See, abusive.
This place truly does create the best leaders. You can try not to cry again. I don't know. Like, when I think back, like you said, like, when I came here the first year. Oh, my God, I'm crying. When I came here the first time, like, we can all say I wasn't the same person. I was shy, which now is, like, crazy, but it's just, like, this place, like, there's just so many, like, everywhere I look, it's, like, there's a memory that, like, shaped me into the person I am today. Like, when I look at the field, I think of last year when all of the girls were sitting in a circle, and we were just laughing and having the time of our lives and looking up at the stars, and when I see these picnic benches, I think of this year when our two counselors, Sarah and Juliana, they did a live performance of Love is an Open Door. Like, there's memories everywhere, and I think, like, this place truly has made me the most confident I've ever been, not only in myself, but in my, I like myself as a leader, and like, I wouldn't be the person I am today, the leader I am today, I would not be even in this program today if it wasn't for this camp, and so I'm like so grateful for it. Absolutely. That's why it's going to be hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, and that kind of ties into, you know, as two of the first attendees of the camp, you know, and now you're aging out, and you've talked about your growth, you've talked about your leadership, you know, and you said how it's going to affect you and how it has affected you as, you know, friendships. Is there anything else that, you know, you feel like camp has provided you, you know, opened your eyes to, you know, anything of that nature, you know, as youth ambassadors, you know, and then going on to be, you know, a coordinator, later on, Janessa.
I have
voluntold.
I got voluntold, and I haven't even left the program yet.
That's exactly right. you know, is there anything else that has affected you guys in that sense, you know, from camp?
As Janessa said, we've learned to pull back the curtain
mm-hmm.
Although, did you explain what pull back the curtain meant?
You explain it. I'm emotional right now.
If you've watched The Wizard of Oz, then you know Dorothy has a little dog, Toto. Uh-huh. And they're trying to find the wizard so she can get home. She ends up coming across these red slippers, puts them on, and goes on her journey.
Yep.
She finds the Scarecrow. She finds a Tin Man. And she finds the Lion. Right. Scarecrow wants a brain. Tin Man wants a heart to love someone. Mm-hmm. And the Lion, who's scared in the forest, wants courage. As they progress through their journey, the Scarecrow ends up showing how smart he is as he gets them out of situations. The Tin Man, who loves this woman, who wants a heart, already has a heart because he's showing compassion and love and he's caring for everyone there.
Yeah. Well, you stole my words from yesterday.
And the Lion, the Lion's just out there. He's helping. He's going through the entire journey. Even though he's scared, he's pushing through. He's pulling back his own curtain. He's going on. He's got courage. And when Dorothy gets there, when they all get to the Emerald City, they get back to this where this giant figure appears. It's the wizard. But Toto the dog, he runs forward and pulls back a curtain. And a short little man walks out.
He wasn't that short. He was like my height.
He was like 5'3".
So a little bit shorter than average.
He's a little bit taller than me.
He's a little man.
Okay.
He walks out. Okay. And he goes to each and every one of them.
Yeah.
Goes, Scarecrow, you've already had wits. You've already had brain. You've had all this intelligence the whole time. Mm-hmm. Goes to the Tin Man. You've had a heart this whole time. You've been caring. Goes to the Lion. You've had courage. Goes to Dorothy and looks at her and says, you could have gone home this whole time. The heels were the whole thing. Clip your heels together, you go home. They all had everything they needed, but they just needed a little help so they can pull back their curtain and to reveal just what they needed.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I haven't answered this question.
My bad.
I love that, and I was going to add on to it. Like, I've always, when it came to when I... When I, sorry, I heard people. It's my girlies.
Yeah, it's Cabin.
It's my favorite people. I just like when it comes to the one. Like when I first heard this, I remember going home on a plane. Actually, I remember this last year. I had heard it for the third time, but it stuck with me. I remember going home and sitting in the airplane, and I had my notes app. I still might have the note on my phone, but I sat down. And I was writing my Youth Ambassador of the Year speech, and I wrote down that I identify with the Lion the most. Because as a leader, especially growing up within the different organizations that I was part of, 4-H, FFA, UIL, all that stuff, I always found myself like being kind of like a very insecure like leader. And coming here and being a part of this program has given me so much like courage to just put myself out there and
grow.
Yeah. I'm not the same girl I was when I joined.
No.
I'm not the same girl that I was when I left. And it's just, like,
even watching you, though, like, grow up, you know? I mean, literally been a part of it since you visited the first time.
When I was 15.
And, you know, you were such a quiet, reserved young lady. And now you're a very outgoing leader who can stand in front of 500-plus coordinators who run campaigns across the entire United States in front of Marines.
They're scary.
You know, officers, three-star generals.
And you can deliver a speech.
You gave a speech.
It's just this camp. Like, and I remind myself, like, it's you know, family. I was thinking about it, and, like, when I was thinking about this last night when I was laying and I was looking up at the stars, and I thought about, like, weeping, and I reminded myself, like, I just need to be grateful that the Lord gave me something that is so hard to say goodbye to. Because, you know, like, I could have been just like everyone else. I could have just been a part of the program, never a mentor, just a youth ambassador, but I did get to grow, and I credit a lot of my success and, like, my growth to Toys for Tots and, like, this entire program. And that's why John, every time you hear him say coordinator, he's like, oh, you can't see him on camera, but he's like, coordinator, mm-hmm. like, staring at me. But
and
it's
you
just,
took
like,
that extra step.
Yeah, and it's just, like, that's why it's so hard.
Because then you don't have to leave. That's why I'm pushing you for that.
Yeah. I still have to leave the Youth Ambassador program.
Well, yes, but you then become a coordinator who has a Youth Ambassador underneath their belt, and boom, you're back in it.
And you can come back here.
I hope you realize, like,
so I'm just trying to sell it as much as possible.
I know you are, because you want me to come back. And right. I think that's, like, I will say I'm so incredibly grateful that I had to have the relationship that I have with all the foundation staff. Like, since the moment I met all y'all, y'all have all supported me. Like, fun fact, I was on, I think you can't really see it, but right up there at Chow Hall on the steps.
Yep.
I was talking to Mike, and he asked me, he said, are you going to apply to be a youth ambassador? And I said, I don't know. And he asked my mom. And I asked my mom, and she was like, sweetie, I already filled out your application. And it's crazy to think that those very steps behind me, I don't think y'all can see them, but the very steps, no. They can't see them. Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all can see them?
The
very
perfect.
Steps at Chow Hall.
Yeah.
The very steps to Chow Hall were the steps that started by entire journey in my career, and so that's why, like, there's a song by Hannah Montana, and it's like, I'll always remember you, and that's like the song for this year's camp, and it's like, because, like, at the end of the day, like, I'll never forget the memories or the fruit. Every time I eat a fruit roll up, I think of the fruit roll up incident, or yeah. I see something that's organic at the grocery store. But it's like, there's so many memories and so many moments that have happened that are just, they made me the person I am, and I'll never forget them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ever. Camp just goes with you. It grows, yeah. And it becomes it,
like,
a part of
and
you.
And especially after, like, you've been here for four. That was the most odd scream. But especially when you're here for 4 years.
I know
who
that was.
Was it one of the kids? Yeah.
If you want to learn what a mountain pie is, y'all got to come up here and learn for yourself.
Okay.
We're not going to spoil that for you.
We're not.
Good. Good, because I don't even know what that is.
I'll tell you.
Good.
We'll tell you when the cameras aren't rolling.
Nope.
You gotta go. You gotta take that 7 mile hike. You gotta work for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you just gotta work for it.
I do not want.
You totally
reward.
Can't buy one of them off Amazon.
That's absolutely.
I'm gonna buy one off Amazon when I get home.
All right.
Mountain pie maker. That's valid.
What'd you say?
Mountain pie maker is valid.
Yeah, you can buy them off Amazon. We'll get you some amazing bloopers.
Oh, you're definitely going to give me some bloopers.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of bloopers.
You should make a video that's just bloopers.
Oh, God, no.
You just see us fighting.
Yeah, you just...
And there we go. There's your blooper right there.
Yep.
All right, so...
Throw you off the bench.
All right. So what is some fantastic advice that you can give to next year's campers, and maybe even future campers?
Bro, why'd you hurt my arm?
Sorry.
Because you guys are, I mean, honestly,
we are the
you're
OGs.
On to your next adventure.
Yep.
You're not gonna come back.
Unless,
why are you
unless,
staring at me
unless,
like that?
This is it.
Unless
this is
you're
it.
A coordinator.
You know, no, well, I mean,
I'm not coming back if I'm a coordinator.
You know, I mean, coordinators don't even get to experience this. This is all a youth ambassador program.
Yeah. Oh, or you unless know. You're a counselor.
That won't be happening. You know what? I just need to work for the foundation.
Potentially. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you saying you wouldn't hire me?
I'm not. I don't have hiring power. So
who hires? General Astor?
Yeah.
He loves me. He'll hire me.
There you go.
He'll hire me.
Perfect.
What was that for?
So
we just have some amazing
bloopers. You gotta move out of Texas and come to Virginia. I don't know.
We'll see about
that.
That.
I don't know if you're gonna like that.
I can just have a summer house.
There you go. So back to the question.
But relating to the question,
yeah,
what I think campers should do is not be afraid. I know people say it all the time,
mm-hmm.
but when you get here, you're gonna be shy, a little nervous. You might cry a little, or you might be scared. You might not want to be talking to people. You might sulk in the shadows a little bit.
Yeah.
You might be quiet like Janessa.
The first year.
Yep, but look at her,
you
look
gotta,
at her now.
You got to say the first year, because not now.
Yeah, first year she was super quiet. Look at her now. She's...
This is like fourth generation Janessa that's like...
She keeps growing every year.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Absolutely.
Every year you come here, you make new friends, new family, and you open up even more, mm-hmm. and you learn so much more. So what I would say is take that leap of faith. Just go for it.
When you said leap of faith, it reminded me of high ropes.
Sour.
High ropes.
Oh, we're doing high ropes today.
We are too. What time? We'll discuss this off camera.
Yeah, we'll discuss this
that can
camera.
Be a blooper.
That's fine. Absolutely.
Oh, a blooper?
A blooper? Okay.
Yeah, bloopers were...
What time are y'all doing?
So, Janessa, what's your response to that? What are you going to leave for the next, you know...
Next...
10 youth... Camp youth ambassador.
Words are hard.
They are hard. So what are you gonna leave for those individuals that are gonna come to camp in the future as youth ambassadors, and you know, hopefully we are able to continue with the our special guests coming to camp as well, you know, because we want to be able to expand that as much as possible.
Yeah, I really, yesterday I gave a really short answer, but today, like, I just don't know what to say. Like, I think you gotta come and you gotta give a shot. Like, I will say this, we've had this conversation, like, there's some years, you'll notice, like, second year, it was just me and Mila that came back. Nobody else did.
Right.
And I think it's just, like, you have to, even if you didn't have the best experience one year, you have to come back. Because you will, you know, the experience isn't the same every year. Like, I know our first year experience was, like,
A little bumpy, but it was. But it was incredible.
I mean, we didn't know what to anticipate, so that was like different. Yeah. But now, but then again, I think, and it tied into the Youth Ambassador Program. You've like, as he said, take a leap of faith. Like, I know for me, had Mike not asked me on the chow hall steps, if I would join this program, I wouldn't be in it. If I hadn't gone on that zip line with John. You didn't know we did that first year. I can truly say, like, when I just am like looking around camp, like, there's just so many different memories and things that have shaped me into the person I am today. And like, this camp truly is life changing. Like, there's no other word for it. Like, it might not change your life the first year, but like, we can all still, like, the person I was from the first year to second year was completely different. And then it just went up from there because, yeah, I'm just so amazing.
What you're saying in the short of it is come to camp.
Yeah, well, obviously.
As a youth ambassador.
Yeah, I think so, but I think, like, if you aren't a youth ambassador and you're thinking about the program and you are like, I'm going to shout out Emmy. If you're like Emmy and she had the opportunity, she's Allie's sister. Mm-hmm. If you had the opportunity to come before, do it. Because that's how I started. Yeah. I came to camp before I didn't even know the youth ambassador program existed. And now, like, I think, like, I also am a very firm believer that the impact that you make will last as long as the people you impacted. And so that's why, like, I'm someone who, like, I always try to, you know, I think this camp has given me a lot of, not only humility, but it's given me a lot of, like, it's taught me, like, that, you know, there's, like, a lot of parts of a leader that no other leadership camp has ever taught me. Like, I've been to a lot of them, but there's never been one that talks about agape love or that has talked about EBA. Which is emotional bank account. There's been no other camp that teaches the philosophies in such a way that it's easy to remember them. It's easy to comprehend them. But also, like, you lay up at night and you think about how you can change yourself to be like it. Like, I know, like, I now, like, I'm the type of person that, like, coming to camp, like, I've learned, you know, you don't want to put all your cards down on the table right away. That's why, like, my friends that I'm really close with,
right.
It took them, like, a while to, like, get to know me before I, like, let them see the side of me that, like, nobody else really sees, like, you know. I mean, y'all see it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, are you?
Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, this camp has taught me, like, because I used to, like, be the type of person that, like, even though I was, like, I think the reason I was so reserved the first year is because I was scared, which is crazy to think, because, like, now this is, like, my second home, I know where everything is. Like, it's literally, like, my second home, I know where everything is. I can pretty much tell you when we're doing what. Not, like, when we're doing what, but I can tell you what we're going to do.
You,
like,
can definitely guess.
I can guess, and I'm normally pretty right. Like yesterday, day before yesterday, I guess you're going to do a hike yesterday, and then I guess you're going to do pond and high ropes. So, like, it genuinely, it's, like, coming here, like, multiple years, it truly does, like, change your life, and I cannot, like, this is the thing that kickstarted it all. This is what kickstarted one of the best parts of my high school career that has truly, like, no other organization has made as big of an impact on me as this organization has. That's all I got.
Can I add two things
real quick?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go, Chris.
Yeah.
Go, Bestie. Go. Go, Kaylee. Go. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Oh, my God.
That's an amazing blooper. But yeah. You should keep it in.
I don't think I'm going to edit that one out.
Okay, go for it. I give you full consent.
We give you consent.
You got my consent.
That was
but
so good.
Hold
on real quick. I hope you realize we signed a liability form.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So they can impose whatever he wants of us.
Yeah, and I'm just verbally saying consent. Yep. And
it's recorded, so
yep. And the one thing I wanted to add to reference to what you were saying, if you want to put in the time and the effort to come back for a second year after your first one, if you do come,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. you'll start to realize that it is so much better than you would think.
Yeah.
The first year is like the bumpy trial road. Second year is you know what to expect, yep. and immediately you just fall right into place, yeah. and you just start having so much more fun as yeah. you start learning from last year's mistakes.
I don't remember who I was telling, but I was telling someone that, like, even if you have, like, even if this, even if you don't have the best year,
yep.
come back. Because let me say this, like, if, like, our first year, it was a really good year because we had some really good counselors. And then, like, for me, the second year wasn't, like, the best. But it was still a good year. Like, I still was really good friends. But I think, like, when you come back the second year, like, the first year, you're taking on so much new information.
Yeah.
You're learning it all. You're hearing the S-times for the first time.
Yep.
And, like, when you come back, it's kind of like you can analyze it. You can sit there, like I do this every time we have a, every time we sit there, I sit there and I analyze what about this S time can I use to not only impact me, but impact like my life when I'm at college. How can I, you just made me laugh because you do that every time.
I'm sorry.
That's another blooper.
It's just my wrist, man. It hurts.
Yeah, no, understandable, but you did that with a zesty pose. Y'all don't need to, yes, King! Sorry, blooper. I promise you, we'll be like, I promise you, we
There's
might.
There's not going to be any bloopers. This is just rolling.
Yeah, yeah no, I point, swear, so. Like, y'all might.
So let's
go for it, girlfriend.
No, I'm just saying real quick, like, we might have acted all serious this entire, like, episode, but this is how we are in real life. Like, we're just. We're just like the most unserious people yeah. in America.
Because we've learned to open up and have fun.
Yeah, here. And so like that's why everyone's always like, oh, you and Tristan. And I'm like, yeah, you're my bestie. Like that's all. Just because like yeah. I don't think if you and I were us, I don't think if we were not have opened up the first year that you would be in the airport. You'd be in the airport going.
Like, oh yeah, no. You got.
Hold on, he would not. That wasn't me. Keep it in. Keep that in. But
he
I
said he's rolling.
Yeah, true. But I think like it's so funny that like that is actually like that is truly like the Tristan that I met and the Janessa that you met. We were like very yeah. reserved, very
yeah,
serious.
First year
and now
I was,
here we are.
You were kind of scared. I'm not.
Oh, I was scared my first year. I was terrified. I did not know what to expect.
You
know, I didn't know if anyone.
I would also be terrified because I believe. You were the only boy.
I was the only one.
He was the only guy.
So
and
I'm
was
sitting
in,
there.
He
I'm
was in a cabin with all girls.
Yep, I'm sitting. Well, let me elaborate. We had two separate rooms. We had two separate rooms. We had two separate rooms. I wasn't with the girls.
A counselor at all times.
Two counselors between us at all times,
yeah.
actually.
So.
The next thing I wanted to say was one of my favorite philosophies. I can't remember the name of it exactly, but I remember how it goes.
Describe it. I'll help you.
Girl comes back from school. Uh-huh. And she's being bullied. She comes home, goes to her grandmother, and goes, I don't want to go to school anymore.
Oh, it's like the, it's a, oh my God, we read it yesterday.
Yep.
It's the carrot. Is it an S time, right?
Yep.
It's the carrot,
the coffee, and egg.
Carrot, coffee, and coffee. Sorry, we just figured that out.
All good. And she goes there, and her mother looks at her and goes, well, come here. She takes three pots of water, mm-hmm. puts them on the stove, boils them all, gets the water boiling. The girl's just standing there, confused what's going on. So the mother comes over, grabs some carrots, puts them in one pot. Grabs an egg, puts in the next. And grabs a couple of coffee beans and puts in the water. She waits about 30 minutes. The girl's just standing there, confused, doesn't know what's going on. And so the mother goes, okay. Scoops out the carrots, put them down, and goes, touch them. Girl touches them, and they smush. She goes, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the bullies are the water. Now you can be like the carrot, and you can soften, and you can become very squish. You can just squish, and
mm-hmm.
you can let them walk right over you.
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes, here's the egg. Cut it open. She cuts it open, and she ends up cutting it open, and the inside's hard, and the outside's soft. She goes, you can show to be soft, but turn hard, and you can let the bullies change you. Then she goes over to where she put the coffee beans in, takes a cup, scoops it out, and hands it to her, goes, drink it. She drinks it, and it's coffee, dark
mm-hmm.
roast, something like that. And she goes, now, that's what I want you to be. You can
mm-hmm.
you can be carrot, egg, or coffee, your choice. But the coffee changed the water. It changed the bullies. You didn't let the bullies change you. You changed your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's good. So, adding on to that, there's a starfish story, which is one of my favorites, and it talks about how like a guy, he like impacted this one starfish, and that was good enough for him. But there's another story, and it is called Live Your Dash. And basically, what Live Your Dash is it's about a story about how there was this man who was on his deathbed, and he said about how the beginning of your dash is the day that you're born, mm-hmm. and the end of your dash is the day that you pass away. Now the thing is you could choose to spend the time in between. You could spend it around being sad, moping around, letting people change who you are,
right.
or you can live your life to the fullest and take advantage of any and every opportunity and live your dash to the fullest. Like, this one has really personal meaning to me because, like, I've read it at a funeral of my uncle. And so, like, this has always been my favorite S time because I remember the first time they ever read it, it was at the treehouse. They read it, and you were sitting next to me, and they finished reading it, and I just started sobbing. Like, absolutely sobbing. Because it just, when you hear it, like, when it's not spoken in Janessa's words, it sounds a lot better than when I read it. But it's just something that it's such a powerful story. And it truly makes you think about how, you know, you want to make an impact. And that's why I relate the starfish story in Live Your Dash and the coffee bean. Because as Tristan said, like, the coffee changed the water. She changed the bullies.
Right.
Now, the thing is you could spend your time within your dash. You could be like the carrot, have a heart outside, but let the bullies give in to you. Like, give in to the bullies.
Right.
You could. Yeah, that was a squishy one. You could be like the egg, where it's soft at the beginning, but you change to have a hard shell because of the bully. Or you can be like the coffee bean. You can change the water and change the people around you for the better. And so that's why I was like, that's why I wanted to relate those, because I feel like Live Your Dash is such a good, it's such a fitting story with that one. Like the starfish story, Live Your Dash, and the carrot, the egg, the carrot, and the coffee bean. I don't know how they have the words, but it's something like that. But that is one, those are like the three best S times, if you ask me. But those are just like the ones that I think, like, they all really go together. And I think, like, they really do resemble what this program is. Because, you know, I have a saying that goes in with, like, Live Your Dash. And it's, leave a legacy, don't wait for the legacy to be left. And I think it's so important, especially here at camp. Like, if you want to be a leader, step up now. Don't wait till everyone else has done what you've done. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Thanks to our youth ambassadors for sharing your stories and insights. Your leadership at Outdoor Odyssey and dedication to Toys for Tots inspires us all. To everyone listening, keep leading, keep serving. We'll see you next time on Yap Chat.